Carlos and Charlie's is an Austin, Texas institution. The bar and restaurant, with its huge decks overlooking Lake Travis, have long been the place to be in the summer. Boaters dock and landlubbers drive over to dance and sing along with the bands, watch fireworks on the 4th of July, and of course put away plenty of burgers, burritos, and beer. But that's all changed. Over the last 3 years, the water level in Lake Travis has dropped so much that you can't get there by boat anymore. And tomorrow, Labor Day, will be Carlos and Charlie's last big bash. Pete Clark owns the place with three partners, and he joins us now from member station KUT in Austin. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Take us back to Carlos and Charlie's and what it's like when the water's up.
For people that have never seen it before, I like to explain it as, you know, maybe a cheap spring break movie. Lots of people, most of them in their swimwear, loud boats pulling up, elbow-to-elbow crowds dancing barefoot on the dance floor all night. You know, just a real party.
So what happened?
The water went down, and, you know, it kind of stayed down. I've been working on Lake Travis for 28 years, and if you'd asked me 5 years ago whether this was even possible, I wouldn't have even been able to conceive it. We'd certainly seen it go up and down several times, been through floods and droughts, but nothing that's lasted this long. That's what's really getting us is, you know, the roll of the dice if, you know, gee, will it come back next year? Maybe, maybe not.
Well, of course, at first you expected it to. You expected in the winter we'd get a lot of rain, as Austin and the Hill Country usually does, and Lake Travis fills back up.
That's correct. I mean, after the first year, we said, okay, next year will be a better year, and we rode through it, and the next year came, and we did that again, and the next year came, and we did it again, and we just can't continue doing that.
What are you going to do for the last weekend?
Well, we're having kind of a final last call, if you will. We've got one of our favorite bands out of Houston, a band called Rat Ranch. And then on Monday, we're actually going to auction off some of the mementos, if you will. You know, let our customers come in and take a little piece of Carlos and Charlie's home with them that they can put in their man cave or their backyard patio, things of that nature.
Well, Pete Clark is the owner of Carlos and Charlie's on Lake Travis in Austin. Pete, good luck.
Thank you.
And you can go to Weekend Edition's Facebook page to see a photo of Carlos and Charlie's and the damage the drought has wrought. This is NPR News.